Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. Today, I'm talking to Marie Diamond, a master feng shui expert, about how your home is a vision board. And she's here to help us understand how to use our home to attract our dreams. Dare to Dream won 3 Talk Radio Positive Change Awards, won the COVR Award for Best Radio Show, Welp Magazine named Dare to Dream one of the top 20 best podcasts to listen to this year, and it is high ranking on Apple Podcasts. This show is sponsored by Dr. Dane Heer and Access Consciousness. They do energy work, so if you'd like to become a facilitator or attend one of their classes, go to Dr. Dane Heer. HEER.com. If you'd like to know what your galactic ancestry is, you want to know what starseed, what galaxy you're from, what the inception of your soul was, I've got a free video and report so you can learn today your star lineage. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. That's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. I've got some wonderful events coming up that you can participate in and attend, and I hope to meet you there. The first is going to be the Sedona Channel Panel, first week of January 2025. I am speaking there. I'm presenting on the big stage. I'm doing a 90-minute workshop alongside Daryl Anka, Lisa Royal Holt, Wendy Kennedy, Jamie Price, Rob Gauthier. Need I keep going? Yes, this is a stellar cast. And you can find us and join us and come to beautiful Sedona. Go to debbiedashinger.com/Sedona. That's where you can get your tickets or find out more. It's debbiedashinger.com/Sedona. And finally, in February, specifically February 10th, 7th through the 10th, 2025 at the LAX Hilton, I will be there speaking and moderating, and our amazing guest is there speaking as well. She's presenting, and you can go for Conscious Life Expo too. Thank you, Frog. I'm going to take a drink of water here. debbiedashinger.com/CLE for Conscious Life Expo. It's also going to be in the show notes. They don't tell you when you get into this business that if anything happens with your throat, there's kind of nothing to hang yourself behind. So this too shall pass. But I do want to get on to introducing my amazing guest because it's her second time here. Every time she puts out a book, phenomenal information. I'm just going to say, I get people in my family involved in this. I get people in my world involved in this because I keep sharing her information. It's brilliant. And by the way, you can join her newsletter because she gives out tremendous drips of content about feng shui. So yes, my guest is Marie Diamond, a world-renowned feng shui master and teacher of the law of attraction. She starred in the global film phenom, The Secret. After she had a near-death experience as a teenager, Marie made it her mission to enlighten 500 million people. Are we going to join her? I think she's made that number, but we can make it even bigger. Because she is actually a seer. She merges her profound intuitive knowledge with her extensive studies of manifestation, feng shui, and meditation to help her students attract the life of their dreams. Marie is the executive producer and star of the major network TV show Feng Shui, Your Life, streaming now on Tubi, Spotify, and Apple TV. Marie has taught more than 10 million students in person and in line over the last 30 years, and she's spoken in more than 30 different countries and is one of the top speakers for Mind Valley. She has many popular courses in feng shui, dowsing, meditation, and manifestation, plus offers certification programs. And her latest book is Your Home is a Vision Board. You can learn more about her at mariediamond.com. And with that, I invite the amazing Marie Diamond back to Dare to Dream. Welcome back. It is so great to have you.
Thank you so much, Debbie. It's such an honor to be back, to be reinvited. And I'm so happy to hear that you practice my work and even include your family members.
We do. You know, my partner had a red wallet. And then come down the pike, you're beautiful. You do these 20-second, 30-second videos where you're talking about never have a red wallet. And I'm like, listen to this. I show him on my phone. He immediately went online and bought a new wallet. And I got my sister-in-law involved. So now she's got your book and she's got your app. And she sends to me her bagua. She sends to me the outline of her home and all her directions. And it's beautiful what you offer to people.
Oh, I'm so excited. Well, it's part of really uplifting people by using their home. And so it's such an easy tool to use because it's there and you'll control it and you can change it, but based on a certain system, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. When you were last here, Marie, your TV series, Feng Shui Your Life, was just about to drop, but it hadn't gone live yet. But here we are now on the other side. So I'd love to start by asking you, how is it going? How's the TV show?
It's going very well. And we got also picked up for a second season. So that's really good. And it's already going to also be distributed on other major networks. So yeah, it's going super well. And it definitely, for people, sometimes they don't know how to go ahead with the information, like using the app that we're going to talk about. Then they can go to Tubi, who's a free app, so they don't have to pay for that, right? And so they can see me in people's homes doing exactly what I teach you here and in the book and the app. And so it just is helpful for people to see it more visual and then also see the amazing outcomes that people have within a month. Yeah.
Absolutely. There's a lot for us to unpack here because, you know, your work is very extensive. So I'm going to start with the new book, Your Home is a Vision Board. It's wonderful. And it's really about, ta-da, beautiful book, your vision board, which I think most of us know about, being actually a secret tool for all of us. Can you start by sharing some specific examples from these amazing clients that you work with who've used your system, maybe a before, what you did, and a little bit after?
Well, I'm thinking about this one artist, and he is a multi-platinum awarded hip-hop artist. And so he was like in a dip, like things were not moving forward. His career was like a little bit on a hold for a couple of years. And so I went into his office. And, you know, when I talk about your home as a vision board, it means that everything that is around you is actually subconsciously giving you a message about your success, your health, relationships, your inspiration. And so in his office, he had all gadgets out about Star Wars and especially Darth Vader. He had like the helmet of Darth Vader, the sword of Darth Vader. I mean, he's into this. And I'm like, okay. And I ask him, did you write music for that movie, right? For Star Wars. And he said, no, but I'm just a big fan. And I said, but this is your office. This is not your focus. So let's take that out. And he had like a playroom where he was playing games and said, yeah, hang that out there. That's fine. But you're literally saying it's Darth Vader. Now see how Darth Vader ended up, right? He died, right? So, I mean, it's not a good
not a happy ending.
Happy ending. So I asked him to put his awards out. I asked him to put images up from him on, you know, huge, you know, he's played for more than 100,000 people at once. So he performed with all the big artists. So I said, put that out there. And so remind yourself about the focus that you have. And so that's exactly what he did. And we did, of course, more. I helped him. I mentored him, you know, with meditation and so on. And the next year he had the number one on the 100 billboard. Yeah, the number one on the 100 Billboard. So what was for a hip hop artist is not so easy to get, by the way. So it was like, but I made sure that everything around him, not just his office, but this was a very simple representation. But I remember this other client, and she's was one of the original American Idol cast. And so Paula Abdul. And so I came into her home, and everywhere were beautiful paintings of herself. Yeah. So, I mean, people, you know, she's famous, so people would create paintings of her. She would hang it up, but she was looking for romance. And I said to her, "You're all the time telling to yourself, I'm okay by being alone." Now, they were not small images, right? They were huge life, you know, like standing, like you would come in and you're like, you think she's there, right? So beautiful. But at the same time, I said, you know, let's rearrange that. Let's look for some other images. And within a few months, she attracted a very loving partner. So we have to start thinking about everything that's around us is affecting us subconsciously.
So I hear your voice sometimes. I hope I'm not the only one, but it's a very good voice. So, for instance, I started thinking about the fact the way our house is laid out. We've got a bedroom, and then we've got something that pulls down, and it's an attic. And in the attic, we have stored camping equipment, luggage, things like that. But I suddenly started feeling you, Marie, and thinking, oh, all this stuff is on top of us. What is that creating? So I'll tell you something very interesting. We literally took everything out. It's all right now organized in the backyard. We had somebody go up and put in insulation. It's completely clean. And the moment we did that, stuff started flowing, like job opportunities for my partner and all sorts of stuff started picking up. We have not yet put those things back, but we gave a ton away. We've reorganized. And I want to know, is it okay to put it back in the attic? Is there a way to do it so we can use that as storage because we don't have a garage to store things?
Well, I'm very happy to hear you took that out, first of all, because we always say the attic is your future. The basement is your past. So when you put things above you, energetically, you put weight on you. You would weight on and you block the future. So can you put things back? If you the minimum that you can put back, you put it back, but put it away from your bed. Make sure it's not where your bed is. Put it to the sides, right? But make sure there's no weight on you. And I've seen many times when people redo the attic that it's like future opportunities are opening up. And that's exactly what you have experienced. Yeah. So I would suggest to put some things back, but as far as possible from your head and your heart. Yeah. And if possible, even beyond your bed. So in the corners, that's fine. But it's of course part of creating a vision board for your home is to declutter and to organize things and to understand that all these items, they have a meaning, they have a value, but they also have a story. Yeah. And so what you'd actually put above you was camping gear. What is like, what's the story there? It's nothing. You know, is that what your future is wanting to be? Is to live and you're camping all the time? You know, I don't think so.
Yeah, thank you for that. Because I know you talk about it in your book, Your Home is a Vision Board, and you do talk about going through your stuff. And we've been doing that sort of every other week. We'll take another room and go through and declutter, give away, throw out, whatever, but reorganize, which I love. I can literally feel the breath in doing that. And I have a question because just yesterday, a client of mine posted on Facebook. She just moved in a new house. She's super excited. And she said, but there's this red wall in the house. And I'm not sure if I should repaint that. And I posted under her picture, by the way, I'm having Marie Diamond on, and I'm not sure she would say yes to a red wall, but we'll weigh in and find out for folks out there who have walls that are painted. I've always heard like white walls are really better, but how do you feel about an accent wall? How do you feel about red?
So I am not so much for white walls, by the way, because I think it's too intense white, and I've seen that people don't thrive so well in white walls, by the way. So I always say go for some beige or some tan, so something more earthy, right? Because when we live in an earthy energy, we feel calmer and more.
Calmer and more.
White is, and so when we're too in a metal energy, so when we are in a metal house, we are too mental, so we think too much, we over worry about things. So I would not do that. An accent wall can be really nice, but I don't know where the red wall is. I probably would not do a red wall because a red wall can be very, it's a fire element, and so depending which direction or which area of the house, it could really be blocking you. So if we want to add some red objects, I'm okay for that because it can be a red candle, it can be a red pillow, something to create some passion. But a red wall, I remember one person and they had a red wall in their bedroom and she's like, oh, it creates passion. Yeah, but it also created divorce. Yeah, because it creates this alert system. When it's red light, we stop. Yeah, so it's like having a fireplace, but a fireplace is not something you put on all the time. So, and a fireplace is live fire, and that could be very nice. But having a red wall, I would probably paint it. When I tune into her, if she wants to have an accent wall, I would go for like a warm yellow or a warm peach or orange. That would be a more an earth tone, as an accent is stronger than a fire.
Oh, that's beautiful because she's a really lovely person. So when, and I feel like a sunny person. So when you describe those particular colors, I can see that for her. That's great. Yeah. What about quantum colors? Are there preferred ways that you recommend to students or clients or us that we can enhance our home with the right quantum colors?
So in the book, Your Home is a Vision Board, I talk about 24 quantum colors. These are colors that uplift your vibration, that are really colors that will always create alpha brainwaves for people. So when they wear them, like you are wearing right now, a rose and hot pink, right? So rose is love. Hot pink is fuchsia, stands for collaboration. So every color works for something. I have kind of a gold and a pink on, so tenderness and gold. It stands for abundance. So, and white stands for purity. So these 24 colors have meanings, and when you use them, you can actually uplift your frequencies. Yeah. So I'm not saying you have to have everything in these colors, but they're just accent colors. They're great to wear. And so when people go to my Free Mary Diamond app, they will see, based on their birthday, there are certain colors that work better for you. So when they go to the app, when they see the compass, like my colors, pinks are very good, light pinks, but also gold, so very good for me. So you will see me always wearing these colors. And even in the book, Your Home is a Vision Board, we based it on the quantum colors that are good. It's about abundance, about love, about wisdom. So we use these colors to activate the frequencies to, and I call them actually quantum colors because they have access to the whole quantum field, but they work for everyone, and they also create enlightenment in your home. So they always uplift the spiritual frequency of the house.
Is it true that every design choice in our home sends this message to the universe? How can we make sure we're sending the right message to the universe?
So yeah, it's like one of the things, and I'm very happy. I work with a lot of designers and architects and interior designers are becoming more and more aware that what they create is going to affect people's life. It's not just aesthetics. It's also the way they position the bed, the way they decorate, the way they are creating a living room. this whole outline is going to affect the people's life. And so many times I've been to architects' interior designers' homes, and I'm saying, well, it looks aesthetically amazing, right? But how do you feel here? How do you have good relationship? How is your abundance? Like, how are all the things that you want in your life? Is that happening? And they're like, not really. And so I remember this, one of the number one interior design artists in New York. And so she called me and said, like, I'm really having issues with my love life. And so I came in and there were all images and the way it was positioned and the color combinations were just off for both her and her husband. And so we redesigned it. And of course, then she can use her aesthetic knowledge and but I gave on her, because when we look in your home as a vision board, it's based on a personal system. It's actually based on a personal system of your birthday. So your numbers are really, you have each one of you have an energy number, and based on that energy number, you have four directions that are doing really well for you and four directions that you try to avoid. So there's a success direction. So you want to always activate that success, a health relationship, and wisdom. And so when people are activating this energy, and it's like acupuncture almost, like you're activating certain things, colors with items, with images. And so what you have done, you literally are frequency in your home based on your birthday, tasting things. Like right now, I'm in a friend's home in Hawaii, but I used my desk facing a good direction. Be from that I am in, and then base yourself on that to create the interior design, to do then the architecture plan. That is actually going to uplift people, and they will have a happy life, an enlightened life in that home, not just a practical and aesthetic space.
Yeah. And I just want to let folks know who are watching us live or in replay. As Marie shared, she's in Hawaii. And so she's having some bandwidth problems. Just, you know, stick with us. She's on vacation and we want to give her time off. So she's very kind to join us during her vacation. So that's what's going on. But just stick with us with some of the spotty bandwidth going on. I want to ask you also, Marie, about toilet seats. Is it bad luck to leave a toilet seat up? Does it matter much? And of course, it's always very interesting when you live with boys or a man.
Well, it's like one of these feng shui no-nos, right? You have to put your toilet seat down. I always say to people, don't worry so much if you forget that, but make sure your toilet area or your bathroom door is closed. Yeah, so that energy is not coming to the rest of your home. That is much more important. Keep that area clean and, you know, with a beautiful smell. So that is more important, literally, than that toilet seat down. It's like people think they know about feng shui if they do their toilet seat down, but I'm like, don't worry so much about that.
Okay, that's good to hear. So as much as you can, keep it down. But if you forget, the universe will forgive you. What about health? I mean, I think that's really important subject these days. Is there an element for health? Is there a related object for health that is best to activate our health direction and the health within us?
Yes. So the first thing is, again, going back to the clutter, right? So in your bedroom, make sure there is no clutter, not on your nightstands. Even if you have a storage under your bed, put it towards the foot end and not less is more in a bedroom. You know, if you have too much items around you, it really will affect you. And then the element for health, there are two elements. First of one is earth, and these are like crystals. That's an earth element. Yeah. So that's why one of the things I say in a use as much as possible earth colors in your house because your health will be better. And so crystals can be placed in certain areas in southwest, northeast, west, south, northwest are good places for crystals. But another element is wood. So wood stands for longevity and vitality. And so look at the plants in your home. So if there are plants with spiky leaves, I would suggest to put them out of your house because they will affect your nervous system and will affect your mental health. So especially if they're very close to where you're sitting, remove them from a bedroom, or if they're in your house, don't put them close to you, where you're sitting in the sofa or in your dining room area. So as far as possible from you. Dead plants, of course, are affecting you. So potpourri or like feathers or dead stems, or just take that out because there's no longevity or vitality in it. So if you put plants out, put plants with oval.
Okay, I think we lost her. Hopefully she'll
live fake plants.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out like quite a bit. So my apologies. I'm just stepping in because there's a bunch of silence. But I do want to say about the plants. Last time you were on my show, Marie, I had a background, and folks can go ahead and on YouTube, you can see. We've lost your visual too, by the way. Folks can see my background from back then, and you were very kind to point out I had a spiky plant. And you said, you know, you might not want to have that in your background because a spiky plant like that, something with points, it's kind of like daggers pointing at you. So I changed it right away. But people wrote in the comments below on YouTube in our interview, they were like, oh, my God, I have plants like that. I immediately ushered them out of the home. So thank you for that tip. It's really important. And then I was always curious about see-through glass things. I have see-through glass dining table. Now, I buy them specifically. I also have it in the living room as a coffee table, but I buy them because I think they create spaciousness in a smaller room. They're less woody or heavy objects, more see-through. But I'd love you to weigh in about that, or maybe even a glass. I don't know if people actually use a see-through glass desk top. That's interesting. But yeah. How does that work out for folks?
Well, you know, it could be indeed creates more space, but the whole point is that don't work on a glass top desk or dining room table because literally you see your feet. Yeah. And that's actually considered bad luck to see your feet because there's most of the time you put your shoes off. You know, it also says whatever you put on a glass top is going to fall through it. There's no foundation. And feng shui is an earth system. So we need foundation. We need base. So in a living room, I don't mind that for sure. If you just eat in a dining room table, that's totally fine. But if you start working on it, make sure you put a placemat or you put a cover, a fabric, so that you're not falling through it. And definitely on a desk, don't have that. And I've seen this many times that I said to people, you're losing money, you're losing opportunities, you're losing just like reputation. And so the moment they covered it or they put like where they were working a canvas or something to hold it, they start seeing they made more money and they had more possibilities and their reputation went up. So just yes, okay, for the living room, I don't mind that dining room. But if you start working on it, then that's a different story.
Huge. Okay, people. I'm sure you're thinking about your homes and offices right now. So 2025 is almost upon us. And I think it's set to be a very interesting year. How can we make the most of it using your home vision board technique? Are there key elements for 2025 for us creating a successful home vision board?
Yeah. So what we have is in 2025, we have the wooden snake here. And the wooden snakes are always about restructuring. So it's, it could be interesting for many things, both from our own home to country level to worldwide level. There's a restructuring energy. Normally, the wooden snake is there's abundance for a lot of people, but there's also people that don't restructure. They don't go with the new technologies. They don't uplift themselves to higher frequencies. They will feel really difficult times. So what can you do to activate it? Because the wooden snake can be activated. Well, the first of all is you always want to put something in wood, a flowering plant. And the flowering plant this year, and especially a white orchid, should be placed in the west area of your living room or your office, because it creates networking and possibilities. And definitely adapt this coming year to the new technology. So I talk about whole AI systems, right? Start opening up yourself to that, because if you don't follow that in the next year, you'll be so much behind. Yeah. So, and it will be even going to a whole new level next year with the new technologies. So don't be like when the internet came out, you didn't want to go behind, and some people were too late. So this is the coming year is all about new technologies. So focus on that. The second thing for cash flow, if you want really ongoing cash flow, put a bubbling fountain or an aquarium, if you like that more, in the southeast section of your living room or your office. Yeah. And so having it always on, or at least, you know, during the day on a timer, you need some water frequency in the southeast. So these are two things I would definitely suggest for people to have a good wooden snake here, but adapt to the new technology and restructure your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing and interesting, very interesting. I'm really good with technology and AI and all of that, but I will say I'm just in the space of opening myself to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency for investments. And I'm working with somebody. I'm slow because this is not easy. There, I have many gifts and I fully acknowledge my many very creative, communicative gifts. But when it comes to this kind of currency, oof. So I am still not allowing myself to crumble, but instead to remain curious to learn about that so I can start to play in that arena, create some lifelong investments there, and work with some very safe people around that. So I love hearing you say the importance of that, because that's the technology I'm opening up to right now and will continue to do so deeply into 2025 and beyond.
It's a good one to connect with. I mean, I myself not in that space, but it's definitely learning about everything digital, digital coins, digital currency, the new digital awareness, you know, is something that next year will really, it will be on that level, a really big year for investments also for if you want to buy stocks. I think that will be a really good direction for you next year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there, I guess I want to talk a little bit about the vision boarding, because you teach it, like you've got something coming up. I'm on your newsletter, so I'm aware. I'd like you to tell people about that. And also then if there's any specific materials or tools that you, Marie, think enhance the vision boarding experience.
Yeah. So yeah, every year we do the feng shui of the next year, because a vision board system is, I mean, most people take a paper and they just, you know, go through magazines and just take things out and stick it on a vision board. And it's as cluttered as their home. Like literally the universe cannot even read it, right? To be honest, it's all kind of a wishwash. And so I always say, first of all, put a picture of yourself in the center of your vision board. Yeah. Tell the universe it's you. You're the center of your universe. The second thing is, and that's why I bring people to a whole vision board system, and then they're specific for each year. There's certain colors and certain keywords that work very well. And I've done this for more than 15 years, and people have amazing results with their vision board system that I practice, because based on their birthday. So the second thing is, make sure you have five goals for success, health, relationship, and wisdom. and then look for images connected with these goals. Don't just throw things on it like it's like a chaotic canvas to the universe. Organize it, right? And then another step I would say, and of course there's more to it, but I'm just giving you some small steps, put it in gold frame, yeah? Or surround, gold is abundance, you double the results of it by adding that to it, and then place it in the right direction, in the bathroom, and I'm like, really? That's where you want the universe to read your energy? So it's like, where do you put it? And so that's why when they go to the free app, the Mary Diamond app, they actually put it in their success direction. So you figure it out with the app, where is your success direction? And then you hang it there. It could be your office. It could be your bedroom. I would not put it in a living room if you don't want people always to see it. It's something very private.
So I'll just reiterate. So she froze there. It is something very private, she was saying. Probably best to put it in your office and put it in your success direction. You can find out by going to the App Store and finding Marie Diamond's app. You put in your birthday. It figures everything out. And it tells you the layout of your home, where each direction is for relationship, for health, for success, etc. And you can use that. Plus, I would follow her, of course. Absolutely start following her, get involved in her vision board experience at mariediamond.com so you can learn more about how to do this. And finally, she was saying, put your picture in the center. Do not clutter it. You don't want to be creating clutter for the next year. Probably quite the opposite, and then put it in a gold frame because the gold frame amplifies your wealth, your success, and your abundance. It's beautiful. And Marie, then how do you suggest that we maintain motivation, maintain focus on our vision board throughout the year? Is there a practice that we do once we've created and hung it?
Yeah, it's one of the things I always say to people, take time once a week to look at your vision board, to read what you have been putting it out there. So I do that, focus on one aspect of neck with that person, and let's start having these conversations, you know, like visualizing it. Like I give you an example. I had put on my vision board a couple of months ago the word Hall of Fame. Because a lot of my clients want to be in the Hall of Fame of music, of NFL, you know. And I was like, oh, I never thought about the words Hall of Fame. So I put it on there. And so I was like looking at it. I'm blessing it. I'm thinking positive about it. And then 2 weeks later, I was inducted in the Hall of Fame for the speakers in the United States. And I was like, I didn't even think about myself. I was just thinking about my clients, right? So the universe reads it. And so, but you are the universe. So if you don't pay attention to your vision board and just hang it there and you ignore it for the rest of the year, then literally nothing will happen.
Yeah, I can tell you absolutely. I created a vision board. This is, well, when you were in The Secret, and that's something y'all talked about. I created one back then, and it's unreal what happened. I had it in a place where I could look at it every single day, and I made a choice that every day before I went to sleep, I would look at it, and I would affirm each of the photos. And I created some things, they really were impossible. I had a particular car I wanted to buy, and I went to a dealership and I said, I want it in forest green. I love the color forest green. I look good in forest green. And I think it's a beautiful color because at night it looks like it's a black car. I don't know, it's kind of sleek. And I wanted green on the outside, some wood elements in the inside. I was really specific, and the dealership looked at me and said, well, I appreciate your vision, but I have to tell you, I've never seen such a thing. And why don't you look at this instead? I said, no, that is clearly my vision. I tell you, in 1 week, looking at that vision board and affirming, just knowing, like seeing myself in it, I got a call from the dealer going, this has never happened, but ... I have someone who came in to sell his car. And guess what? It's forest green. It's got wood elements. And that's just one of many things that came from that vision board. So I know these work, right? When they're done properly, they definitely work. And by the way, I also cut a little picture of me and my head and my body and put it in that particular car. So I was
Oh,
really there.
No, and that's very powerful. But when people have a vision board, and then if they would expand that to your home as a vision board and making sure your home is aligned with the vision board that you create. And that's why in my book, Your Home is a Vision Board, I teach them the personal vision board and then how to expand it to their home so that it's not just on paper, two dimensional, but it's also three dimensional around them. And so that is when you add 33.3% of results of your manifestation. It's a missing link of the law of attraction. And that is when people suddenly feel like, oh my God, things are moving forward. And your spiritual practices is amazing, but it's sometimes that your home is telling a different story and they're clashing messages. And so if the messages are not aligned, then you have a difficulty with the flow of energy. When the messages are aligned, then that's when the universe is just providing constantly, fluently, and abundantly.
So interesting. Something you wrote about in your book, Your Home is a Vision Board, was about forgiveness. I thought it was pretty profound, your take on forgiveness. Can you share about forgiveness and how we can work with it?
Well, when a lot of people, when they want to move forward and they want to create and manifest, they're still holding on so much to the past and they are not always aware of it. And that's one of the reasons cluttering is helping you to let go of the past. But the word forgiveness in my language actually says you have to be far from the poison. And so what is that we're holding on to is literally poison to our mental health or emotional health, and sometimes even our physical health. And so I created a process of a forgiveness letter that I did, and I had a very intense past. So when I was growing up, it was a lot of difficulties in my youth, but I used this technique and also understanding by letting that go, you open space, you open flow of energy back into your life. And it's very interesting. A lot of people have been saying like they laughed in the with the book, they cried, but there's such a profound aspect. And then the forgiveness letter, it feels like it's for so many people so powerful to do that. And I've done this with thousands of people at once in seminars and in live events. And it just releases so much old energy. Because how can we manifest a future if we're still energetically holding on to our own judgments? Because forgiveness is not something you need to do for other people. You need to do this for yourself. Because who holds on to the energy? Not the people that hurt you. They probably forgot already about it. But who holds on to the hurt and the pain? It's you. And letting go of that will also help you to attract new possibilities in your life.
I just want to let people know. So, Your Home as a Vision Board, they can get this at all bookstores and Amazon and your website.
Yes, they can. And I think Amazon is easiest for people. Sometimes it's the good bookstores that they can have it. And yeah, they can go to the my website too. And of course, it's a good start to really go deeper into that aspect. For people that are very much into feng shui, there are some very advanced techniques that probably are not even known yet. So we really made sure that you can change your life by changing your inside of your home.
Yeah. And you've got this program coming out where you're taking people through vision boarding, specifically how to use your home. When is it rolling out? How can they sign up?
So it rolls out on the 7th of December. So they just can go to my website, mariediamond.com, and they will can go to the courses, or it will pop up. They also can go to my Instagram, Mary Diamond Official. It will show up. They can see it on the pod, on my app. It will show up. So it's everywhere visible. But yeah, if you also sign up for the Diamond Scoop, it's my newsletter. It's always available on the website. You get weekly amazing golden nuggets.
Yes, you do.
And you get all the information of the latest scoops that we have. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to have you on there. And so thank you so much for allowing me to share about that.
Yeah, no, I think it's really important. And then just in case, because I know with a replay, such as this will be on many, many platforms, I want to be sure people have an opportunity to work with you. Once your live program is complete, is it going to become an evergreen program so
Yes.
folks can still enroll?
It is. It's always an evergreen program. So first it can go live with me, and then we put it into the course system. So they can always look back to it. And if you follow me on Instagram, you will always get a few nuggets already here and there. And then you will always be able to sign up for it.
I have a hilarious question. So right now, my nails are gold. I love, by the way, when they're gold like this. I know you have gold too, and my toenails. I'm in love with this color, I have to say. But I'm going to get them redone. I'm doing another mani-pedi today. Is there like a yes and no about nails, or is like carte blanche, do whatever?
It's very interesting. I never do golden nails. I changed them yesterday. I think it's so funny, right? So it was just for you, Debbie, I painted that. So one of the things I always suggest, first of all, it's your hands, right? You need to like them, right? So whatever color you really like is fine. I actually work with the quantum colors. So I do mostly hot pink, yeah, because when I give a hand, I collaborate. You know, so I do a handshake, so it's a collaboration color. Sometimes I love more a warmer red because it's passion time. So I just play with that. My daughter loves them in green, but green is her best color from all the quantum colors. So the forest green. So it depends on what you really like. You always have to look at it yourself. So,
yes.
You know, don't go with what is trendy, but what you like. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. And I was thinking earlier, you were sharing about, I think it was the hip hop artist who is creating something contrary to what he wanted by having the Darth Vader in his office. And so I never considered this. I have been living in the land of opportunity. I just have to say, it's been quite beautiful, miraculous, humbling, what has come to me and continues to come to me. I accept, I allow, I am so joyous about it. However, coupled with that has been an unbelievable amount of work. So for every opportunity, there's been, well, we need XYZ and not simple XYZs. And every time I think I'm taking a breath and something else wonderful comes along, I'm like, oh, you want what? And it never occurred to me that there could be some wonky, contrary feng shui happening in my home and my life that's creating all this abundance, but then all this really exhausting work.
Yeah.
What would you take a look at?
Well, I think it's probably about your team energy. So that right now it feels very much that you have to do everything yourself. And then you don't attract the right people around you to support you. So I would definitely look at your relationship direction in your office. Yeah. So I think in your personal life, that is totally fine. It's all beautiful on that level, but it's in your office. So if you have team people, people in your team, take a picture of them or put their business cards in your relationship direction. Put symbols of that. It could be like a friendship circle or something, or an image of a team playing together. So something you really like. What is your energy number, Debbie, if you could
sure,
remind me?
I'm a nine.
You're nine. Okay. So north is your relationship direction. That's very interesting because the north direction has a tendency to do things by themselves. Yeah. So for you, you definitely need to, I would add a water feature, literally, or for example, an image of like a boat with all people rowing together on water. Yeah. That's actually a good image for you personally. Yeah. Because you need water right? But you are not alone in the water. So not like I would say, or an image of a lonely sailboat, right? So if you do an image of water, but with like a fleet of sailboats, right? That could be a good image for you. Yeah. So, but you have the tendency to think you need to do it all by yourself, because a number nine has a tendency of perfection. Yeah. And so one of the things you will need to learn is that people cannot do it all on your standard of perfection.
I know, because I'm good at what I do. And it's very true, everything you say. Wah, wah. Thank you for that. But those are doable. Like, I can get these kind of pictures you're describing, and they sound. I'm also a water sign. I have my sign, the entire 12 houses, there's a lot of water and there's a lot of fire. Very interesting. So this would also complement the water aspects of me astrologically as well.
Correct. Yeah. So I definitely understand the forest green, because you're in east is your success direction. So the forest green just is really beautiful. But you also have to understand that you need some water. Yeah. And water is flow, but don't make the flow too lonely. Right. So just bring people on the water with you.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. That sounds lovely. Okay. I will do that. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Always, you know, I just have to say with you, always so many more questions. It's a good sign for somebody like with me with a curious mind, way more questions than we ever have time. But that's okay, because the show's not going anywhere. And I just deeply appreciate the work you do out in the world. I know, Marie, yay. This is the first time I think you're going to be at the Conscious Life Expo, February 7th through 10th. Link debbiedashinger.com/CLE, and it will also be in the show notes. What are you talking about? I think you're doing more than one workshop or presentation. Tell us.
Yes, I do. And by the way, before I left to Europe 12 years ago, I had Conscious Life Expo on my vision board, and I was never invited for it at that time. And so I completely forgot about it. I just moved back a year ago to the United States, and you just told me that you told them about me, and now I'm in the Conscious Life Expo. And so I was like, you know, the universe doesn't forget your old vision boards. Always remember that. Yeah.
Wow. What an amazing story to share towards the end. I had no idea I was participating in your vision board, but what an honor. That's
cute. Thank you. So yeah, I'm talking, I'm doing several workshops. I will talk one about, of course, your home is a vision board for abundance and attracting money. One will be about attracting love and romance and good relationships, because these are the two topics that I see most people struggle about when they are into the law of attraction and manifestation. And so I also will have a stand, so people will be able to come and see me and talk to me. And I'm very excited for these 3 days in February.
Okay, so you're also going to have a booth. That's so important. And folks, if like Marie, you've never been, but you've certainly heard me talk about it every year on this program, and there's a reason why I say the best event of its kind of our tribe, period. You will find spirituality, you will find crystals, you will find phenomenal teachers that you don't usually have access to, like Marie, where you can meet in person. And by the way, for her paid workshops, I just want to be clear, don't wait to the last minute. If you really want to see her speak, buy them. I know from experience that these sell out and sometimes go into standing room only. I'm quite sure hers will sell out. And so make sure you get your ticket. It's nominal to get in. It will be the best weekend of your life. They set this up on three floors. They take over the entire LAX Hilton. And if you're just wanting to make friends and community, you will meet magnificent people there over the 4 days that it goes on. Do come here, Marie, present and do her workshop again, debbiedashinger.com/CLE. And Marie, what are you working on for your vision board for next year and going forward? This is Dare to Dream. What have you not created yet?
Oh, yes. So Yeah, that's very interesting. I think next year, focusing a lot on creating more access to the corporate world. So I do a lot of corporate speaking next year. So that'll be exciting. On my vision board is also visiting Australia and Japan. So I'm very excited for that to go and do a speaking tour over there. So another one is I'm taking a select group of people on a spiritual journey to Paris and Versailles and Chartres. So, because people think these big cities are perhaps just not spiritual, but they're beautiful, positive vortexes where we can meditate. So I'm excited for that. That's for next year for people interested. That's on my website. And yeah, just I have a lot of top I'm focusing to be on a few top national television programs. So that's in its work. So, and actually bring a few more books out next year. So that will be exciting. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, you're always welcome back here. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. You share so much content. And again, folks, mariediamond.com. I'm on her newsletter. And if I could nerd out a little bit, I'll just tell you that when I get her newsletters, because there's tons of value, I literally look for the tip. She always gives you really important tips. And I copy paste them into a Marie Diamond document that I have on my desktop. So, and I follow these things. I go buy the candles, I go whatever. They're little things that you can implement, right? So there's that. You can get her app and her books, her amazing books. Marie, thank you so much again for an amazing show.
I appreciate it so much and can't wait to see you in person. I hope we'll have lunch together.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful. A big hug. Absolutely. And I'm going to end today's show with a quote from our guest, Marie Diamond. Your home is a vision board that tells the universe exactly what you want to attract in your life. The images you hang on the walls, the colors you choose, the items you display, the way your furniture is arranged. All of these choices send out very clear messages to the universe and have the power to supercharge or sabotage your goals. Subscribe to this number one transformation, Dare to Dream podcast. Please leave a comment and please share it with somebody you know will love the information from today's show. In the next weeks, before the end of the year, on the program, I'm going to be featuring Suzanne Giesman, a mystic medium afterlife connections expert, and also Teal Swan, new thought leader, speaker, and best-selling author on improving relationships and transforming suffering into healing. Thank you so much for joining us today. Start to implement the beautiful tips and get some of Marie's tools so you too can change your home into your healing and manifesting tool. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.